The Center for Law and Justice in Albany held the press conference Thursday to promote a report card on Albany Police Chief Stephen Krokoff's performance over the past 3 years as head of the APD. But a reporter's query concerning the recent drug arrest of Deputy Albany County Executive Christine Quinn tipped the mood in a very different direction. Times Union Court reporter Robert Gavin.
He raised the question of, has this case been handled the same level of fairness, or just wanted to know if this case is being handled the same as most cases in that.
Gavin says there were more questions. The situation became darker and darker as Albany NAACP President Bernard Bryan went on a rant.
He went on to say it was, quote unquote, like a bad Tarzan movie, specifically referring to Pastor Charlie Muller. And according to Mr. Bryan, he was alleging that David Soares cannot go into African-American communities in Albany without an introduction from Pastor Charlie.
Gavin noted that Soares did not respond to requests for comment, but Pastor Charlie Muller decided to call the press together again Friday afternoon for a conference of his own.
We just feel this is just an unjust statement that was thrown out there by Mr. Bryan. And if he's representing the NAACP, then he needs to be really careful and get his facts right. Everything that David Soares does, I know for a fact, does not come through Pastor Charlie. We are very active in our community, and if that's why we're being targeted because I'm white, well, we're going to continue to be active in our community.
Bernard Bryan's caustic comments caught reporter Gavin by surprise.
He said, and this is a direct quote, actually, that the district attorney, you know, had basically turned his back, unquote, on the black community, so to speak. Another direct quote said, it's a little discouraging in our community to see that one of the chief law enforcement officers in our area happens to be, and then he says, claims to be an African-American, but we don't see him in our community.
Bryan responded to a request for comment by email, which in part says, quote, I did not intend any criticism of Pastor Charlie, as he and his ministries are doing an excellent job of assisting communities of color in meeting their many challenges. I was lamenting the fact that an African-American official has such poor relations with folks who are from the same cultural background as he, that he needs the intervention of someone from another race in order to connect with communities of color. Mueller accuses Bryan of using bullying tactics.
He's never been at one of the city events that we hold. To just put statements out there like that without being at an event, without seeing the work that we do, I just think on his part is ignorance. Because that's what racism's all about. It's about ignorance and it's about people that are shallow.
Alice Green, the executive director of the Center for Law and Justice, says the turn of events at the press conference is not what was hoped for. She affirms that community policing is an important issue and hopes people will read the report and use the information in it to promote understanding. Chief Krokoff and DA David Soares did not respond to requests for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.